We don't know the decision yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We will later today when President Trump announces if he'll pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal.
I hope he doesn't, because I think it would be adverse to our national security interests.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey, Europeans also hope the U.S. doesn't withdraw.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced a plea agreement with a Bryan man who admitted killing a College Station convenience store clerk 3 years ago and breaking the jaw of a jail inmate 3 months ago.
39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was sentenced to a total of 50 years. Prosecutor Kira Comte says the guilty plea on the murder charge would not have been possible without the cooperation of the family of the victim, Kevin Garcia.
His family is his sister and her husband. We did talk to them, and they were supportive of the plea. They were present in the courtroom for the plea, and his sister was able to give a victim impact statement as part of that.
Tillery admitted to killing Garcia, who was working the overnight shift at the Exxon store at University in the Freeway. Charges were dropped of robbing and kidnapping Garcia, along with Tillery assaulting four detention officers at the Brazos County Jail and courthouse since his arrest. Tillery will be eligible for parole after serving 25 years. He was given credit for time served since his arrest in March 2015. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last Wednesday, a Bryan man was killed after a pickup he was riding in struck a tree. Bryan police report the driver of the truck, who ran away from the scene of the crash near Sue Haswell Park, was arrested last Friday on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. The man who was arrested, 54-year-old Jesse Flores Jr., is the older brother of the man who died, 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. Jesse Flores is out of jail after posting a $40,000 bond last Saturday. For the first time, Blinn College will be charging the Bryan School District for dual credit classes that's part of Bryan Collegiate High School. Bryan School Board members had questions during a workshop discussion yesterday, but there was no opposition to a proposed four-year agreement where a formal vote will be taken later this month. The school district's Director of Advanced Academics, Christina Richardson, says Blinn is asking only for what they don't recover in state aid.
So that they're not making any money, but they're just breaking even, that they will no longer lose money by waiving those tuition and fees for us.
Richardson says the charge will be phased in, with the district paying Blinn an estimated $60,000 next year. College Station School Board President Jeff Harris has now completed two waves of setting new campus boundaries. Visiting with reporters following a special meeting last Friday, Harris says direct board involvement brought about more transparency compared to using a large community committee. He said at times that caused some trouble for the public.
Because I think they didn't fully understand that we were actually trying to formulate our thoughts and opinions, just like they would be.
Harris says the board did not do the work somewhere else, then came out in the open to make a presentation.
We were actually going through the process of pushing and pulling on lines and the various trade-offs. How many people do you move? How much grandfathering can you offer? As we work through those issues, I really do like that the public got to see the work as opposed to it being done by a committee behind closed doors.
At some point, Harris says he hopes those who have given opinions about boundary changes and grandfathering show those with differing views a little grace and rally around the students who are beginning the transition process. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. Text us anytime during the show. News tips, traffic alerts, photos, we'll take it all. 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Nancy Berry, Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Howdy, I'm Jason Byinski, former Mayor Bryan.
We're voting for Gabriel Garcia for district clerk.
Gabriel Garcia brings over 22 years of business experience to the table with meticulous record-keeping skills.
That's what the office requires. He's a man of integrity with the highest ethical standards.
That's what the office needs.
Please join us in voting for Gabriel Garcia for district clerk.
I'm Gabriel Garcia, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust, because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment.
We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. It's the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High pressure will lead to sunshine today. That sunshine leading to warm temperatures. Sun's getting pretty strong this time of year. We're up to 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of some fog after midnight. Lows near 65. Any fog that does develop burns off tomorrow. We're left with sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65. And it's going to be sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking plenty of Major League Baseball, both the Rangers and the Astros. We're getting it done last night in a very different fashion, but we'll cover both of those games. Either way, they were both wins. Also, the Houston Rockets will be looking to clinch things tonight against the Utah Jazz. Be looking to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2015. So we'll cover all that and oh so much more coming up in sports.
All right, so we had the little kiddo in the Walmart, right, who was
the yodeler.
Right.
Yeah,
yodeler.
Did you hear he came out with a single?
Oh, is it, and he's got a contract
now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's signed.
Sounds like Florida Georgia Line got a hold of him.
Good. Oh, did they?
Yeah, right. Well, at least the song kind of sounds like
all
that.
Right. Well, of course, and he was how old?
It's great. He's 11.
Okay.
And his song is talking about being famous, but if he were famous for anything, he would rather be famous for loving you.
Oh, all
it's a
right.
very sweet
there
romantic ballad.
Oh.
Because
very
at
good.
What 11 at years 11, old, he knows all about
exactly.
love.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, so let's face it. I'm 28, and I don't know anything about it either. Right. So
here we go. Now they found apparently a Ukrainian girl.
Ooh, Ukrainian.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Oh. So there.
Well, that's a knee slapper right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I tell you what. So there. And we don't know that song.
No, we yeah. don't.
Anyhow.
But it sounded like it was in English. Didn't it?
Well, the yodeling did.
No, I thought. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like English.
Wow, not bad.
I just right. go.
Well, you know, I am half Ukrainian, but
well,
I've never
right, so.
Practiced yodeling before. Maybe I've got some deep hidden skill.
Wait, you're really half Ukrainian?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh huh. No,
right.
I'm lying.
I am. I am from Ukraine. You do
yeah.
not say
no,
Ukraine is weak.
I'll have to ask my mom if there's any famous yodelers on her side of the family.
Why? I mean, then why don't you just
or figure skaters
yodel.
Or yeah. gymnasts? Yeah. There were some pretty good ones back in the day.
Yeah, just go home and yeah practice work
and
on it
know,
and come
hey,
back to
practice,
us.
How okay. do you practice yodeling? I'm not sure. Anyway,
yeah, I'm not sure. Do you want to hear this kid's single? I have it pulled up.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. Okay. It's called Famous.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. It's pretty cool to be on TV. So all the folks back home can see me, and that I'm living it out, all the things I used to dream about. Yeah, it's pretty great, saying on the stage, proud cause there ain't an empty seat in the place. But girl, ever since I met you, I got a whole new perspective.
He's 11, come
good.
On!
So that is the single Famous by Mason Ramsey.
I liked his older stuff better.
His Walmart yodel gig?
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
Caller.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
I was going to tell you that the yodeler, she's a famous yodeler, and her name is Patsy Montana.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Hannah Montana?
Yeah,
I can't make that up.
Okay.
She's real famous. All right.
Thanks. See you. Hey.
Yeah, for practicing on yodeling.
Yeah.
Little old lady who. Little old lady who.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Little old lady who.
Oh, Zach, boom. That was good.
Well, thank you.
Are you Ukrainian, too?
No, I'm from one of those other satellite countries, I think, somewhere around over there.
All right, there you go. That's a classic right there. We try to help you with life lessons. I mean, after all, who doesn't want to know? I mean, because how
who
do you...
Who doesn't want to know how to yodel? That's a great party
old
trick.
Lady who.
How do you begin practicing to yodel?
Now you know.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Infomaniacs.
It's called an acceleration lane, people. When you get into the interstate, you've got to accelerate to be at the same speed that people are traveling on the interstate. I'm not telling you to jack up your speed and go way above the speed limit. Don't do that. But I need you to be going the speed limits as you merge into traffic, because it totally jacks everybody up that's in the lanes traveling down the road. Accelerate on that ramp to get on the interstate system, not over the speed limits, but what everybody else should be traveling on that road. Be safe.
Okay, had one yesterday. She went from 45 to 48, by God.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Man.
She got all the way up to 48.
Man.
That is great.
It happens. It's bad.
You know, and then I experienced the other day, I really was like about up to 70 on the ramp, and the guy in the right lane, granted, I don't think he had the left lane open.
All right.
But he just like kept speeding next to me. And I was like, man, I'm going fast enough and you're still not going to let me in.
Well, and we had somebody who called in and was like, oh.
So then it forced me to slow down to a slower speed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
And it ruined your day.
It ruined my day. Ruined my day.
And we had somebody that said, oh, I hate it whenever they're in the right lane and they can't get over to the left. And then they start slowing down. If you're behind them in the right lane, they start slowing down to let people on the ramp enter. But I'm like, that's common courtesy. You got to at least slow down a bit, right?
Well, unless they're going slow.
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. And I tell you know what really grinds my gears?
All right, we're ready.
I was up here till 6 o'clock yesterday.
Whoa.
By the way. That was a
long day. For you.
I took a break for lunch. That was it.
Oh.
And
thank goodness you were able to eat.
Oh no. Oh. I put my priorities first.
Forbid.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But I was going down 28-18 at 6 o'clock, not 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I never head that way.
Yeah.
Going to Bryan.
That's your first mistake.
I'm gonna have to start doing that eventually here in the next month or two.
All right.
But that being said, right there, that turn off on Holloman as you're going west, like by the cottages and all that.
Sure.
That is insane how many cars.
Yeah.
Because there's only two lanes, right?
Yeah.
And everybody is getting in that turn lane and they pile up and they back up so far back.
Imagine that.
That whole left lane pretty much comes to,
get to the right lane.
Comes to a stop.
Yep.
And then if you're stuck in that thing, if you're trying to get over to the right, the cars are going too fast. You can't get over there.
Imagine if you had traffic planners who'd think about that.
And Zach, remember, it doesn't matter what time of work day it is, because those are all college kids.
Yep.
So those are kids who are just, you know, doing whatever, coming back from class, going to, you know.
Just out. Yep.
Yeah. It's not, because I've seen that lane backed up like that at any time of the day. Yeah. It doesn't have to be 5 o'clock or whatever.
Can you imagine if they went ahead then and built a giant shopping center with a big grocery store?
Like right
anchor,
across from it.
Just right across from there. I know that won't do anything to traffic. Everything will be just fine. It'll be just fine. Fine.
Someone also texted in and said there was a wreck there yesterday.
They
got on their phone and they opened their text message app and they typed in. And what you should do is you should just save our number.
Yeah, you should.
Which is 979-695-1620. Just save it as, you know, WTAW Infomaniacs or Chelsea and the Boys.
Whatever.
And then just text us in.
That's right. On the text line.
On the text line, which is powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
Speaking of which. Are we gonna start getting some T-shirts, some swag of Chelsea and the Boys? or some koozies?
Well, we're lucky we just got a picture finally up on the website.
It is on the website. Koozies now. You can do that
for our beer that Scott brings us at 6 a.m.
Exactly right. So yeah, nothing like adding an accident to that mix.
Right. Which that intersection, I think they're looking at.
Well, and if you were on the west side of Holloman, boy, that was a bad day yesterday, right? Because then you had Welburn that was closed down. The train,
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wanted to play chicken with it, and then you got the train, and you got everything else going on.
You're not going to win.
No,
you're not.
You're not.
Win.
I don't think there's ever been a situation where the car wins.
And I know I'm not the only one. I know there are people who are putting together lists of places where they're just not going to drive anymore.
Yeah.
Now it'll be different in 2 weeks. Okay.
Oh,
when the
I
kiddos
know.
Leave for a little while.
Graduation is this weekend.
Yes. Yes. Yep. So
but
it'll be better.
First, the parents got to come to town.
Yep. That's
yeah,
right.
First, this weekend has yep. to, you know, all hell breaks loose.
That's
then.
Right. They'll be driving 30 miles an hour going, oh, where are we going? Yeah. What are we doing here?
With again? No blinkers.
Yeah. No, none of that going on.
Windshield wipers on, but no yep. blinkers. Yep.
Put
you
the
know.
Phone down.
No
that's
rain.
Right.
I'm getting the hell out of town. Put I'm just phone. Using Mother's Day as an
are
excuse.
You? Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right. So.
Mom's probably listening.
Yeah,
I love you.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, nice job. By the way, with Mother's Day coming up, if you're thinking of raising a kid is expensive, you are right. A new survey has found
right.
the average parent spends $9,470 every year
oh my God.
On each of their kids. Northeast spends the most. Yeah, well, 17,000 up there. Things are just more expensive.
Yeah,
they are.
And they're
that's
not
true.
Nice to each other, in case
no.
you didn't know that.
Except to their kids, apparently.
Well, yeah, they do take
find the
care
kids
of them.
Stuff.
Hey, I don't know if you heard about this. National Traffic Safety Administration says if you're driving a Ford Ranger year 2006 or a Mazda B-Series truck, you need to get on over to the dealership now because the airbag needs to be replaced. Again, 2006 Ford Ranger. Aren't any of those out there, are there?
No.
And Mazda B-Series truck. The vehicles are all equipped with those Takata airbags
uh-huh.
that are considered high risk. So far, 49% of the Ford Rangers have been fixed, 55% of the Mazdas. But they do need to be fixed, and they need to be fixed right away. 22 people have been killed.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's wow. crazy, yeah.
Yeah, so... Oliver North, new president of the National Rifle Association.
Oh, man, there were people Oliver. Going upset about that.
They are, aren't they? Just doing the convention there in Dallas. The board of directors made the decision yesterday morning after the president decided not to seek a second term. His name was Pete Brownell. 74-year-old North, previously, of course, a commentator on Fox News, but retired. The Post, Washington Post says that he has long been active in the NRA as a board member and attended the prayer breakfast at the NRA's annual meeting in Dallas on Sunday. So there you go. He's the new press. 722.
Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 14 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or the baker can come to you. Order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office or warm cookies and ice cream as an afternoon treat and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Visit BlueBaker.com and order online. Blue Baker, craft bakers, custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or an outlet that you want to move to a more convenient location? Maybe have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express. 979-77-LIGHT. That's 979-77-L-I-G-H-T. Or go to Gilmore Electric Express.
Hey, about 724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So a lady lives in Omaha, Nebraska. Her name is Kendra Jackson. Had a problem with a runny nose. Okay?
It happens.
Runny nose, it does. And, I mean, there are countless explanations for a runny nose. It can be congestion, could be allergies that may be out there. Or it could be that there's brain fluid leaking out of your brain. Yeah,
oh.
That too.
Everywhere I went, I always had a box of puffs. Always stuffed in my pocket like a waterfall. I knew something was wrong. I knew it. I'm like, spinal fluid? I couldn't sleep. I was like a zombie. I was up all night. I could tell a great big difference. Oh, man, a great big difference.
Yeah, so they've. She was in a car accident. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And then that's kind of what started the situation. But
that is scary.
Yes, it is. Leaking brain fluid. Check your fluid levels. Always important. Let's stay in there. Okay. All right, so now it's about to be June. It'll be June before you know it.
Yep.
And that means vacation time.
Woo!
No.
Yeah.
Don't. No. No.
Yeah.
If you're planning a vacation for overseas.
Not overseas.
Oh, good thing, because if
America,
you were.
I stay in America. Yeah,
you could be making the climate change worse.
No.
That's right. Yep, yep. That's the conclusion of a brand new study that's just been published in Nature Climate Change. Okay. If the journal is called Nature Climate Change, my thought is that they're not going to find anything that isn't changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think they're a little biased on the subject.
Their whole purpose is to let us know about climate change. They suggest that vacationing actually releases far more climate change-inducing greenhouse gases into the Earth's atmosphere than previously expected. Because, like, we didn't even know how much, and now it's even more than that.
Yeah, pretty gassy on vacay.
Yeah, this conclusion accounts for the direct... The reason is the direct emissions from jet and automobile engines, which means, of course, we all need to just stop. Quit doing that. Quit driving. Quit flying.
But what about
put on your Birkenstocks and walk every place?
Yeah, what about all these big wigs that have to fly all these? Like the Paris, that's why we got out of the Paris Accord, because Trump didn't want to fly over there
anymore. You're right, yeah. All told, researchers found that global tourism today generates 8% of the carbon that we send into the Earth's atmosphere each year. Oh, sure, that's fine, 8%.
And if you do choose to walk everywhere, Birkenstocks are quite comfortable.
Okay, so there, you could have that going for you. Be sure and wear socks with your sandals, okay?
It goes along well with the yodeling, yeah. It does.
No socks today, though.
No, that's right, because today is no sock day.
Yep.
It's also Coca-Cola Day. We'll talk about that. And we probably won't do it this hour, but next hour we will. If you want to learn how to yodel, earlier this morning, a listener, just last this hour,
yes,
a listener gave us the way to kind of start your yodel machine. So we'll all be practicing, and we'll do that in a little while. Right now, going to have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business, since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. We're kind of in what you call the pattern, where the temps are going to be pretty much the same. From now all the way through Tuesday of next week, we're looking at a high temperature right around 90 and a low temperature in the mid to upper 60s, and no mention of rain. Winds right now to the south at 5. We have fair skies. It's 63.
One of the reasons you work is to keep a roof over your head. So what's the condition of that roof? I'm Luke Bratisich, and I'm his brother, Kurt. We own Lone Star Roof Systems, and we'll be happy to do a free evaluation of your roof. Then we'll offer options from shingles to metal to tile. You need the right type of roof installed by an experienced company. That's us. We stand behind our work, so you can stand under it. And just for the record, we're Aggie owned and operated. No jingles, just roofs. Click myaggieroofer.com.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the Mueller collusion investigation might have to go dark before the 2018 midterms. Justice Department guidelines require prosecutors to avoid the appearance of trying to sway elections. You kidding? The Justice Department also has regulations requiring evidence of a crime before a special prosecutor is appointed. By that standard, the Mueller investigation shouldn't even be in business. Remember Ted Stevens, the late Republican senator from Alaska? He's got to be rolling over in his grave. Close to the 2008 elections, the DOJ brought charges against him for supposedly making false statements to investigators. He was found guilty, but it wasn't until after he lost his election that prosecutors admitted that they hid crucial evidence from his defense team, evidence that completely exonerated him. A year later, his conviction was set aside due to DOJ misconduct, but it was too late. His career was over. A Wall Street Journal should face some facts. The whole reason the Mueller investigation was set up in the first place was to sway an election, to undo it. I'm talking about the election of Trump. So, yeah, the Mueller probe should go dark immediately and forever, but there's no way it's gonna.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you were fumbling around in the dark and somebody handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and the data on your devices? The digital world is so full of connections, it may only take one weak link for criminals to get in. Now, fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shine light on the threats to your data today. Threats to your identity and threats to your computer or tablet like ransomware or emerging viruses. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats that you may not see on your own. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, enter my name, RUSH. That's when the magic happens.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byinsky with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Rebert. A proposed extension of the Bryan School District's contract with Blinn College to provide dual credit classes at Bryan Collegiate High School will include a charge for the first time.
Looking at other early college high schools, a lot of them are paying a lot more, or they're expected to supply the staff to teach the dual credit class in addition to pay fees to the community college partner.
Bryan ISD's Director of Advanced Academics, Christina Richardson, also told the school board yesterday the proposed contract also ends student ability to ask Blinn to appeal being placed on probation or suspension.
Obviously, there's a fiscal issue that we're paying for courses that they're just failing and failing, but there's also just an ethical issue of allowing a child to continue in a level of curriculum that they are not prepared to do.
The school board will take action later this month on a four-year contract. BISD will pay Blinn an increasing amount that begins at $60,000 next year and increasing to $120,000 in 3 years. Tears were shed at last Friday's College Station School Board special meeting by the governing body and those in the audience. Board member Mike Nugent was among those caught in the emotion over the impact of changing high school boundaries and who will be grandfathered.
There's no decision this board can make that will heal it. That healing's going to have to come from somewhere else. I do believe that healing can come, but I don't believe it's going to come from a decision here.
Board President Jeff Harris was asked after the meeting about what lies ahead for those living in the district.
And I don't know if it's too soon or not, but one of the things I want people to do is to cut each other a little slack. It doesn't have to be a situation of conflict. Everybody's just trying to do what they think is best. And I would ask that people show each other a little grace. It's a tough thing that we're asking some people to do. And we recognize that, and I hope the rest of the community recognizes that, and that we can all start to move forward and rally around the students and helping them all find success.
Harris and Nugent are among those supporting the idea of moving the timetable for considering future boundary changes in order to give more time to assist those who are affected. A Bryan man accused of 8 crimes the last 3 years reaches a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
Assistant DA Kara Conte says 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was sentenced to 50 years after admitting to killing a College Station convenience store clerk in March 2015 and breaking the jaw of a jail inmate 3 months ago.
On
obviously the concern for everyone is that he not be able to hurt any more people. And as always, that is always the concern of the district attorney's office, is that we are protecting the citizens of Brazos County. And this sentence ultimately does that.
Charges were dropped of robbing and kidnapping Garcia, along with Tillery assaulting four detention officers at the Brazos County Jail and courthouse since his arrest. Tillery was given credit for time served since his arrest 3 years ago, or will be eligible for parole after serving 25 years.
Parole board will be able to take into consideration everything that has happened while he's been in the Brazos County Jail, as well as anything that may happen while he is incarcerated within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
Tillery admitted to killing Kevin Garcia, who was working the overnight shift at the Exxon store at University in the Freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The brother of a Brian man who was killed in a crash near Sue Haswell Park last Wednesday has been arrested by Brian police. 54-year-old Jesse Flores Jr. is accused of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. was a passenger in a pickup that struck a tree on Coulter Drive near William Joel Brian Parkway. BPD previously reported the driver had left the crash site before officers arrived. Jesse Flores, who was arrested last Friday, was released from jail last Saturday after posting a $40,000 bond. Yesterday afternoon's commute in College Station was aggravated when Welburn Road was closed between Holloman and George Bush for almost 2 hours. That's after a vehicle was hit by a train on Holloman. Union Pacific reported no one was injured. A Bryan School District bus driver spent last night in the hospital, and the drivers of two other vehicles also had medical treatment following a crash yesterday morning on Highway 47 near the entrance to the Rellis campus.
The Bryan ISD school bus was attempting to cross over State Highway 47 on the other side to Silver Hill Road, where it pulled into the path of a Ford pickup truck.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the truck struck the bus, then the bus struck a car that was stopped on Silver Hill Road. Morgan says the bus driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected. No one else was in the bus. And the next traffic snag for motorists driving through the construction zone of the new interchange by Easterwood Airport begins this morning. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports traffic exiting Harvey Mitchell Parkway will no longer be allowed to make left turns after exiting. Motorists on 2818 will have to go under the bridge to make a left turn. The new diverging diamond interchange is scheduled for completion, weather permitting, early next year. WTAW news time is 7:37. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, Kenny Elliott, is the only candidate with more than 35 years in law enforcement.
As Justice of the Peace, my commitment is to the citizens and to the education of teenagers through the teen court process. I will be available 24/7, just as I have for the past 35 years. I will administer compassionate justice when needed and firm justice when required. Vote Kenny Elliott, first name on the ballot for JP of Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by Kenny Elliott Campaign, Dr. Garth Morgan, Treasurer.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor hanging out in studio with Jen Zweiker of Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, if people are paying attention to the real estate market, they'll see that the interest rates on these homes and purchases creeping up a little bit here recently. Now, is there any cause to panic about that?
Absolutely not. We're still sitting in a historically low range, mid-fours for interest rates. You know, you can buy that down just a little bit even more. When you look back historically to the early 80s, people were paying 12 and 18% interest. As recently as 2007, we were at 6.5% interest. So being in that mid-four range is really a nice place to be. Although I do think over the course of the next 6 to 12 months, we are going to see interest rates creeping up probably into that low to mid-five range.
So would it be a good idea for prospective buyers to start looking right now?
I would say go ahead and get the process started. Reach out, interview realtors, make sure that you find somebody with whom you're comfortable, and just get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling. Go to zarealestate.com.
Do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure will lead to sunshine today. That sunshine leading to warm temperatures. Sun's getting pretty strong this time of year. We're up to 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of some fog after midnight. Lows near 65. Any fog that does develop burns off tomorrow. We're left with sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65. And it's going to be sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was an historic night for George Springer out on the West Coast as the Houston Astros, boy, they walloped the Oakland Athletics, and Springer became the first Astro since Joe Morgan back in 1965 to get six hits in one ballgame, and he became the first Astro ever to collect all six hits in just a nine-inning ballgame. So we'll talk about that matchup, as well as the Texas Rangers came back and got a win last night as well. So I guess hell officially has frozen over. All that more coming up in sports. It's going to be a long summer for Rangers fans.
Well, right? It is, but, you know, their Ranger fans are pretty much used to that. So.
Yeah. Well.
All right, so there you are. Once you've got kids, there are two main places where you can really be alone on a regular basis. Bathroom and your car.
Yeah. And even then, they'll try and get in.
That's right. According to a new poll, we really do think that our time in our car is our personal little bubble. Poll found that 79% of the people who drive to work think of it as me time. So for those of you who let us come along, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
We do.
I also think of it as karaoke time.
Okay, 40% even said that they love being in their car. You get to be alone. Mm-hmm. You can ignore phone calls, and you should.
Yes, you should.
Because you're driving, and you get to listen to whatever you want, and thankfully, again, you're choosing us, so we appreciate that. But obviously, your commute isn't always total bliss.
No.
38% of the people admit that they are likely to actually swear.
Ooh.
No.
When they have Hottie road mouths. Rage. I know.
I don't think my true colors have ever shown brighter than when I am in my car.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because that's your domain, basically, right?
Right. And I say some really nasty things, but that's because I know no one else will hear them.
Now, the study only broke down results from five cities, L.A., Houston, Atlanta, Chicago, and D.C.
I can't even imagine if I lived there.
Yeah, out of those cities, people in L.A. were the least likely to enjoy their drive. 26% said it regularly stresses them out. People
Surprise.
In Atlanta.
I feel like they smoke a lot of pot over there.
Well, that too. People in Atlanta were the most likely to enjoy their commute. People in Chicago daydream behind the wheel. Drivers in D.C. swear the most. And people in Houston really take advantage of their me time. They were the most likely to admit that they picked their nose during the
day.
What?
Nose pickers.
Golly. Anyway, but we appreciate the fact that you want to do that, that we're here to help to entertain you, hopefully, and make the drive.
Yeah.
And again, the commute in all those cities is much longer.
Oh, yeah. And we complain about the traffic, but it is much, much better here
than
other places.
Any of those places. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
And girl.
25.
Yeah,
we're on till 9,
I turned the radio
though.
This morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music.
Yeah, we're here till 9.
I was on the elliptical. Right. Like
she only works
treadmill,
out for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and
really.
So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing at their jokes.
I told you to stop muting me.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that
we don't even have her number.
A bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff, you know, that's not that pressing.
Right.
Thanks.
Oh, is that T Swift?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too late. Yeah. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
And I figured we'd do this because her
tour starts
tonight. Yeah. There you go.
Shake
it off.
I do wonder if she's gonna play that one. I think what did she say? There are 10 songs from old albums that she is going to play.
Tim McGraw?
Maybe.
she gonna go harken back to her country music days?
Way back. I don't know. Maybe.
Our song.
I'm sure there are people who have a list of
teardrops on my guitar.
I'm sure they'll have a list of songs on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
So they can check them off.
Yeah, she's out in the desert.
That'll be
really
great.
Starting things off in Arizona.
T Swift is older than I am.
Oh wow.
My.
By a few months, but I just never think of her that. I mean, I guess just because
they all grow up, don't they?
Yeah, well, all her fans are like 12 and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
All right, you go to a Taylor Swift concert and tell me you don't notice a certain demographic.
A lot of them are going to be younger. Yeah, okay. True.
I would think so. All right, so Mother's Day is coming up. I don't know if you heard about that
or
not.
It is on Sunday. Yeah.
Pretty sure that everybody out there thinks that mom deserves a celebration.
Sure.
But do we all have to celebrate by giving our mom flowers or a gift card or dinner on Sunday? According to a new survey, 53% of people think that Mother's Day is a hallmark holiday, basically.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it was made up by the...
Well, I don't know about that. No, I think I got a little history that we can find later on. But in other words, we make it a big deal because it has become so commercialized. Okay? Now...
You could say that about any holiday,
though. Well, but here's the deal, is if that's the way you look at it, then you're going to feel guilty, right? You're doing this out of guilt. That's not the reason that you're doing this. Anyhow.
Well, my mom has a great way of making me feel guilty about stuff.
Oh, okay. It doesn't even have to be Mother's
Day. No, it doesn't have to be that.
Can do that. Okay. Well, and that's the way we think.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Hey, kids, come here. You want to make something for your mother for Mother's Day? What are you looking at me for? I made something for her. Both of you. Now, good looking at you.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
The survey also found that the majority of people think Father's Day, Valentine's, and Halloween have been taken over by commercial interests.
Father's what do you Day? Mean? Okay.
Halloween, really? I mean,
oh, yeah,
no,
sure.
Duh.
Party time. So what holidays would you celebrate even if businesses weren't pressuring you to do so? Birthdays, according to the survey.
Okay.
Birthdays, Christmas, and wedding anniversaries would be the big three. Just saying.
But it's harder for businesses with, like, birthdays and wedding anniversaries because those happen all the time.
Yes, that's right.
You know,
right.
Businesses have to take advantage of these set dates.
Set focused. This is when it all happens right there.
Yeah.
It doesn't
make me want to celebrate any less because there's, you know, candy corn on the shelves during October.
Well, yeah, of course, you took one of your favorite items.
I don't really like candy corn.
Don't.
But, you know, yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't make me, like, want to stick it to the man and not celebrate Halloween.
Hey, speaking of which, I couldn't find him this morning in Mallory's office, but last week...
You were digging through Mallory's office?
No.
Yeah,
I walked
in,
turned on the light, and looked around twice, and I couldn't find it. Last week, Ben Winkle, who's a salesperson, I think, at Atkinson Toyota, had delivered a bag of Bugles and double stuffed Oreos.
Well, we ate them already.
You're saying you couldn't find them? Were those for you?
Yeah, they were.
Zach and I ate them already.
Cool. Okay. How'd that work out?
So I didn't know we were saving them.
Yeah, the idea is we had brought it up on the
right. They were brought into my office.
Oh, were they?
Yes. They were left on my chair in my office.
All right. Okay.
And I brought them to Zach and I said, did you see that someone brought us these? And he said, oh, no. And I go, oh, well, they did. And then we left them in the break room. So I had like a few bugles. I think Zach did too. And then we left him in the break room for everyone else.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. The first time I heard that lady wanting to hear some music, I laughed. The second time, I chuckled. The 100th time, I wondered how much you were paying for that royalty to play that.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah,
so she royalty. I think she likes being on the air. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm dumbfounded that I missed out on that.
Oh,
okay.
Well, and I don't think Zach, did you even actually try it
the way you were supposed to?
It was too much work, man.
Just to eat the Oreo, right? Yeah. And
of course, we got it, and Chelsea was like, "Oh, I don't even want to eat any of that. None of that."
And then I did eat the bugles.
And then I go into her studio to talk to her. She's like, "Oh, can I try some of those? Have some of those, please."
There you go. You got it.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. X-Track Light Treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. X-Track Light Treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Tribes in the African savannas use a powerful metaphor to help their people conquer their fear. They tell them to run toward the roar. In the African wild, lions hunt in packs. The oldest lions in the pride hide in tall grass and creep up on their prey. They're too weak to launch an attack, so they let out a mighty roar. The prey panics and runs in the opposite direction, straight into the younger lions waiting behind them. If the prey would run toward their fear, toward the roar, at least they'd have a chance of escaping. Basically, the older lions have a roar that's worse than their bite. Fear is like being hunted by a lion. It stalks you. It bares its teeth and roars at you. It scares you into making decisions that keep you stuck in a life you no longer want for yourself. The worst thing you can do is to run from scary decisions. Succumbing to fear in that way only intensifies it and gives it more power over you. Avoidance doesn't weaken your fear, it weakens you. The solution is to confront what scares you. Facing scary choices head-on shrinks fear down to size and diffuses its power over us. So just remember, you don't pull courage out of thin air. You find it through the consistent support of faith, friends, and family. So let me encourage you to run toward the roar and confront your fear head on. Its roar is worse than its bite. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, it's 7:53. Senior Matty Zarek fired a 4-under-68 to earn the outright individual lead and lead the Texas A&M women's golf team in the first round of the NCAA Austin Regional yesterday. Now, as a team, the Aggies shot a 7 over 295, four shots off of the tie for sixth place. The top six teams after three rounds and top three individuals not on an advancing team will earn a berth in the NCAA championships. Round two is set for Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock at the University of Texas Golf Club. On the baseball diamond, the Texas Rangers are breaking out the sticks last night for some late-inning magic.
Chu on the move, the pitch, line drive, right center, base hit. This one is up the alley and all the way to the wall. Chu hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. He scores standing up. Profar into third with an RBI triple, and the Rangers lead 7-6.
And that would be your final scores. Texas rallied past Detroit with a two-run seventh inning. Skipper Jeff Banister credited the Rangers' aggressive base running for the win.
Not only pushed the envelope and ran hard down the line, obviously a couple different times that just getting down the line in good pace, that's why you respect the first 90 feet, and then you run hard around the bases. And I thought Tony did a great job tonight coaching third base in a couple different situations, but obviously players have to be able to be underway and be aggressive on the bases.
Now the win puts a stop to three-game losing skid for Texas, which will host the Tigers again tonight at 7:05. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Out in Oakland, George Springer was making Astros history.
That's grounded up the middle and in the center, a base hit, a six-hit game for George Springer. A double, a homer, and four singles, and makes Astros history along the way.
First Astro ever to have six hits in a nine-inning game.
Last year's World Series MVP doubled and scored in the first, then he hit a three-run homer in the second, and singled and scored again in the fourth as the Astros routed the A's 16-2.
Our offense can strike at any time, can grind you out, can wait you out, and you know, for us to come out and have 20 hits or is obviously means that, you know, everybody from top to bottom is contributing.
Springer and the Astros will take on the A's again tonight at 9:05 in Oakland. Now, the Houston Rockets have a chance to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2015 when they take on the Utah Jazz tonight in Game 5 of their second-round series. Here's guard Chris Paul.
We're going to come out with the same mentality we had the last two games. You know, just, you know, ready to compete, defend. That's what we did. I think the two games in Utah, we defended really well.
Chris Paul, who scored 27 points in Sunday night's 100-87 win over Utah. Now, tip-off for Game 5 is tonight at 7 o'clock in Houston. The Rockets' fate has yet to be determined, but one team that does know it's moving on is the Cleveland Cavaliers, who capped off a sweep of Toronto last night with a 128-93 win. LeBron James scored 29 points, dished out 11 assists, and pulled down 8 rebounds in the victory. Elsewhere, Philadelphia staved off elimination, topping Boston 103-92. Now, besides Houston, Golden State will also be looking to clinch tonight as the Warriors play host to the New Orleans Pelicans at 9:30. And out on the ice, the Washington Capitals have put an end to a 20-year Eastern Finals Conference drought by eliminating the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1 in overtime. Meanwhile, the Nashville Predators even their series with Winnipeg at 3 games apiece following a 4-0 shutout. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Good morning, Madam Minutetail, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Zebras have stripes to help keep them cool. Did you know that?
I did not.
Zebras graze longer than any other animals, which means that they're out in the sun longer, and the stripes help them regulate their body temperature.
They're slow eaters.
Now, yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah.
Now, are zebras white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
I think they're white with black stripes.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Burger King can't sell itself as Burger King in Australia.
Okay.
Small restaurant already owns the trademark.
Ah, so are they the BK Lounge?
No, they're called Hungry Jack's over there.
Really?
Hungry Jack's?
That's exactly right. And the CEO of the identity protection firm LifeLock once gave out his social security number in the ads, remember, to prove how effective the service was? Well, his identity was stolen 13 times, and the company was fined $12 million for false advertising.
Yikes.
Just say it. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.